alligators and their cousins, the crocodiles, stay hidden by submerging their entire bodies except for their eyes and the tip of their snouts. They blend in perfectly with the water and the vegetation. With one powerful surge, crocodilians explode from the water to seize their target. Then, the predator sinks back into the water and begins what is known as the death roll. It is intended to disorient and ultimately drown the victim. With larger prey, limbs can be twisted and torn free. This seems to be what happened to Robert Steele. But Mr. Steele's violent death did not cause much of a stir on Sanibel. Steele was attacked on September 11th, 2001. On that day, the eyes of Sanibel and the world were focused on the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Reports were filed, but little attention was given to the elderly man while walking his dog. After all, this had never happened before on the island. What else could it be but a freak event? Sanibel prides itself on creating a gator-friendly community. Nearly 70% of the island has been set aside as conservation land and wildlife refuge. It is home to hundreds of birds, small mammals, and reptiles. A series of interconnected rivers, canals, and ponds are the freeways of hundreds of alligators. Tucked in and around the gatorways are homes, restaurants, even schools. No fences separate human habitat from alligator territory. Residents here resist barriers to nature. They appear to love their alligators.